Welcome to the New Earth Mavens podcast. I'm your host, Fanny. In this episode, I want to talk about how boundaries can improve your relationships. Most importantly, the one you have with yourself. By the end of this episode, you're going to be more aware of what boundaries are, where they may be located, if you need more or less. Maybe you just might need to shuffle them around a bit. Let's get started. What is a boundary? Well, boundaries are not walls. Let's just start with that. You might be today years old when you just realized that. What you thought were healthy boundaries were actually walls. Walls that keep out the bad. And that's nice, but they also keep out the good. Have you noticed that? All the good experiences, the good people, the incredible memories. Opportunities. Yeah, walls do that. They keep them out. Well, how do you know it's a boundary and not a wall? Because boundaries are healthy. They're wholesome. And they're meant to be good for you. To make you better in some way. But they're meant to make you better. Boundaries are healthy. And they're meant for your benefit. And everything wrapped around a particular boundary, you'll see, is looking out for you. For your sovereignty, for your ability to be confident when you go out in the world. It's not meant to be angry or hurt people or to tread over anyone. There's only positivity to it, and that's how you can tell. But they're not rules you can just make up as you go along either. It's different for each situation, and you might need a boundary regarding something for one person and not the other. Say you're newly retired or you're working from home and people just start calling you because they know you're home. They don't respect your time. And so these people need a boundary. But there will be people who also know what it's like and they'll respect your boundary and so you won't need one with them. So boundaries are found in all aspects of our lives. I think they create balance and they show respect for what you yourself value and for what others value as well. I think you need boundaries when others are unaware of what you value. We're so keen when we start a new job. We'll gladly put in the extra time just to show that we're a team player. But before you know it, you're working the shifts nobody else wants. And you're missing dinner with your family. Not such a great thing anymore. And you might have wished you said, I'm happy to work every other weekend or to split that time up somehow. But forgive yourself. It's very human to want to be enthusiastic about a new job and new love relationships as well, too. We can throw boundaries out the window so fast when we are hot and heavy for somebody. And the hotter and heavier you are, the more you'll let slide. Come on. I know that you relate to this. So that is really when it's most important to exercise them. Because as Dr. Phil says, you teach people how to treat you. And if you don't have boundaries to people when you first meet them, they're just going to treat you how they feel like they should. A guy who doesn't call for days at a time, a girl who calls too often. Somebody who wants to go through all your personal stuff. A healthy boundary contributes to your sense of confidence and healthy self-esteem. You probably haven't thought about that before. It shows that you care about yourself. And your life is different when you care about yourself compared to when you don't give a crap about yourself. You know they're two completely different existences. So having boundaries helps you nurture that sense of confidence and self-esteem as well, because again, it shows you are looking after yourself and that you've got your back. You're not only drawing the boundaries, you're enforcing them. I know it's hard enough just getting the boundaries down and then you want me to enforce them too. Oh my gosh, because hey, if somebody needs a boundary, it's because they don't respect some aspect of your life. And you're going to need to enforce it as well, too. It's almost a given. Nobody can tell you what your boundaries are. No one. They are yours. And they can move even the slightest bit. So why bother with boundaries? Well, I think we don't even realize that we have boundaries or that we need boundaries until we've become aware that others have trampled over ours and perhaps even imposed their values and boundaries. That happens a lot when you don't have any boundaries. Somebody will give you theirs and you won't want it because boundaries are like a snowflake. They're like your fingerprint. They are yours. It's connected to your psyche, your intuition, your sense of knowing. But that's usually how we discover it, is because we're thinking, wow, I feel violated. Someone who I just met showed up at my door. Violated. Someone who I had a disagreement with is majorly harassing me on social media, and they just think that's normal. We might not even know we have unhealthy boundaries, and chances are that's the case. And you could have unhealthy boundaries just out of fear, fear of conflict. It could come from unhealed trauma, memories of past failures and humiliations and bad experiences. It eliminates a lot of possibilities and opportunities from your life. It makes your world so small. Understand before we even go further that this is all at the hand of you. It's nobody else. It is the way that you're interpreting what's happened to you and your response to it. And when you realize it's about boundaries, that you can create boundaries and go out in the world confidently, that can really change things for you. Have you ever called in sick when you didn't want to go into work for whatever reason? You wanted to stay in bed with your lover, go shopping at the big sale. It's a nice day, whatever. But you went, I'm sick, I can't come in. You might have even had a little cough and a sneeze, and you know, you made your voice sound really strained. And within a couple of days, you were sick. Yeah, that's the power of suggestion. I'm unable to come in today. What's your excuse? It's personal. Because when you lie, you compromise your integrity. And you feel that inside as well. Saying yes too often, when you mean no, that can land you in a place you don't want to be in either. And it's not others causing this dilemma. I want you to really understand that it is you causing this dilemma. It's just you. I remember a long time ago, an older lady, she was just marvelous. And she said to me, when you blame somebody and you're pointing your finger at them, notice that there are three pointing back at you. That really stuck with me. Yeah, that's a big one. Over the last several years, there are a lot of instances of people who are crossing others' boundaries online. If there's a disagreement, a dialogue would quickly be replaced with smears, insults, character assassinations, and then elevated up to cancellations. At first, when people were arguing and being the armchair warriors and standing up for the person or the thoughts that they believed in, it was good. It was good to be a part of that discourse, but it quickly devolved. And when you're having this kind of exchange with someone, it's so negative that there's energetic attachments that go out to these people. And you can feel them. You don't have to believe me. You can feel these things. You're still thinking of them a day or two later. You haven't just let it go. And I have a feeling that a lot of people learned about boundaries because of the sheer absence of them while all this was going on. I realized once I knew I needed to develop my boundaries that I had to work on it. Otherwise, I was doing myself a disservice. Boundaries are like muscles. You have to grow them. And then they need to be flexed and used so they keep working for you. And so what I did was I found an amazing counselor, and he taught me all about boundaries. Let me tell you my boundary story. My awesome counselor, Michael, must have thought that I need work on boundaries. He was right, because one day he handed me this long rope, probably, I don't know, 10, 12 feet long. And he said, show me what your boundary looks like. And so I put this rope around me about 3 feet out from where I was sitting. I was sitting on my knees on the floor, and I'm just moving it out little bit by little bit and feeling very confident that that's exactly where my boundary was. But then I realized that I wasn't moving the rope in this one section, but I was leaving it open and that I was done. And I knew I was done making my boundary, but there was about a 2-foot section that was open that I couldn't explain. And so my awesome counselor, Michael, went to the opposite side of the room and started walking toward me as I'm standing in the middle of my boundary. And things are cool. I didn't know what he was going to do. And he kept walking toward me. And then he veered off and walked toward the opening. And I fell apart. I cried. I was hyperventilating. I was whimpering. I was collapsing onto the floor. Isn't that remarkable? I don't know if it was naturally there. I have a feeling it was. And then it was injured. It was damaged. And a boundary was left open. And as I said, I know there's a lot of boundaries depending on different aspects, but this was my personal boundary. Isn't that incredible? And so we worked on, in the days ahead, I would stand in the middle of the rope and I would have a big pillow in my hands, one hand on each side. And he was on the other side of the rope and he also had a big pillow and he was trying to push his way in to my boundary with his pillow and I would push him out and he would try to push in and we would work on this for some time. And it really did strengthen me. It did remarkably. And when I was finding myself having to be in situations that I felt vulnerable in, I would see the rope around me. Going up an elevator, in the middle of my bedroom, I actually had a rope and I would often sit in the middle of my rope, which now had that hole all closed off. But that is an incredible boundary story. And so I want you to know how powerful it is and how much we aren't aware of what our boundaries are doing if we don't actually pay attention to it. We develop boundaries so that we don't have to be hyper aware all the time. We'll always feel anxious, you know, like we're expecting someone to jump out from behind a pole. Or here's a good one, shopping. I like to go shopping. Well, actually, I don't. I'm not a good shopper. I walk into a place, I scan it, and then I'm gone. But this one particular place seemed to have some nice stuff, and it had been a while, and I live in the middle of nowhere, so this was a treat. And they brought me into this particular room, and it had a clothing line called Magnolia Pearl. And I know it's very cool, very funky, almost surreal looking, like grown-up doll clothes. And I'm the kind of person who wears fitted clothes, I would say. I'm not a big dress person. And I don't like boxy, unfitted clothes. And next thing you know, they've got me in this big, boxy, unfitted dress that they talked me into buying for a lot of money. And I was so mad at myself. And all I had to do was say, hey, I don't like this style of clothes. But everybody's standing around and clapping and taking photos. And, you know, I know you've been there. And that wasn't that long ago. So yeah, like it's something you're always working on, right? It also makes me think of like when my mom can do this and I can't think of a friend that would do this, but I know that people do have these friends who call and ask personal questions that you really don't want to be divulging the answers to these people for whatever reason. And yet off you go, blah, blah, blah. And you have the verbal diarrhea and you know you just can't shut the fuck up and you just keep going. Yeah, that needs a boundary. And so you find yourself mad at these people for doing this, but it's you. Once again, it's you, right? The three fingers pointing back at you. That's all you, babe. But yeah, I think, you know, we can work on boundaries our whole lives, but the fact that we're working on them is just feels so good. So I think that if you weren't sure about your boundaries, how would you even start thinking about, well, do I have poor boundaries? I suppose you can think about how you interact in the world, but you still might not be sure. But I think if you've had a dominating parent, you experienced abuse of some sort, or perhaps you come from a large family where you were the third or fourth, fifth kid and didn't get a lot of attention. So you're not putting up the boundaries of this is what I need. Or you have to put up with stuff that you really don't want to. But because it's a big family, this is what you have to do. There's a lot of other ways that you can figure out if you have poor boundaries, as you can imagine. But these are a few examples. And one thing I'd really like for people to work on, because this is a big one, is giving an explanation when you say no. When someone says, hey, can you do this for me? Can you go here with me? Whatever it might be. And say, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm not available today. Oh, why? I'm just not. But I'm sure you'll have a good time. Or thank you for asking. It is so freeing, so liberating to get to this point. And I'm doing really good with it. Sometimes, depends on who the person is, I want to give an explanation because they know me and my world. Not a lot of people, but to eliminate the need to somehow justify your boundary, priceless. So let's talk about ways to develop your boundaries. First of all, I want you to know it's not selfish. It's important to treat yourself well. The whole gamut. Eat well, get some sleep, move. Because when you're not looking after yourself, that is felt deep down too. Your true self is going, hey, why don't you look after me? And there's a sadness and an anger at yourself that you might project onto other people as you being mad at them, but you're really mad at you, right? Developing your intuition. But I might even say instead to trust your intuition. We can all develop it, and it will develop if you trust it. Your gut knows. These things that you feel on a visceral level, that all comes through your gut. So your gut's telling you that things aren't right, that you need a boundary. I think that should be taught in school, like to little kids, say, thank you, yes, no, sir, ma'am, and I have boundaries. Because then it doesn't have to be a panicky situation. You can stay calm when you have boundaries, right? Especially as a kid, that'd be so nice. Kids have no boundaries. They're not given respect in this education institutions and so many other places. And they know it, they feel it. And they need to establish boundaries, probably more than anybody. And so when you meet somebody and you're chatting with them, just normal everyday chatting, you'll learn a lot about how they feel about things and how it relates to your boundaries. You'll just get a sense of it in normal conversation. And you'll think, well, do they share my values? Because that's very important. It's very, very important. Values should not be compromised. Eating Thanksgiving dinner at a different location can be compromised, but not your values. Think about if this person makes you feel better when you're with them. Because if they don't, maybe they are violating your boundaries. Think about why that is that you don't like them. And that maybe, in fact, you're trying to avoid them. Do you feel safe with them? And do they light you up being with them? Oh, I value those people so much. Oh, there just isn't enough of them. Think too about what you're okay with. What are you okay with? And so you focus on, well, what are the deal breakers? Because there should be deal breakers, right? And is that list up to date? Because as we learn, as we grow, as we develop inner strength, our need for certain boundaries will shift, will ebb and flow. And it will be up to you. Do you ever think about what your deal breakers are? Probably not. We think about, oh, hey, they're doing that. Well, that's a deal breaker, right? You kind of cherry pick them. These are some interesting questions you can ask yourself because it'll be revealing what you find out about yourself. You know, and if you need to, you got to do your inner work too, right? That's very important because it will help you establish healthy boundaries. If you have a poor self-image, you'll probably have poor boundaries as well too. By doing inner work, it all becomes a lot more clear, right? What you value, where your boundaries are, what's important to you. It's also hard to have boundaries if you don't think you deserve them. So if that's the case, run, don't walk, to get some inner work help. Be respectful of your own needs and boundaries. And just as important, respect and listen to other people express their needs and boundaries. Boundaries, it's what's going to shape your life in the end. And the best part of all is you have control of how this story unfolds. Because you won't fear saying yes when you mean no. You don't need to explain. You just say, no thanks. I can't today. No, that doesn't interest me. I'm not comfortable with that. Remember, nobody can tell you what your boundaries are. Only you know what's right for you. Well, that's all I have for you today, my friends. I upload Friday evenings. You can connect with me on Instagram and through the website at info@newearthmavens.com. Bye for now.